When you hear the word conservation, what images come to mind? A pristine rural meadow? A serene mountain lake? Those images are fine, but they're really only half of the conservation conversation. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. This week, we're talking about urban conservation. What does it mean, and what's at stake? Joining me today is National Aquarium Conservation Project Manager, Curtis Bennett. Welcome, Curtis.
Thanks, John. I'm really happy to take the time to talk with you today about urban conservation.
It's great to have you here. Since opening our doors in the Inner Harbor 35 years ago, the National Aquarium has evolved from a Baltimore-based attraction into a national organization with conservation at its core. Curtis, tell us a bit about conservation efforts that you and others are leading here in our city.
Conservation is everywhere. It's really about going out to people because we are truly a part of the environment, and it's our responsibility to take care of it. The majority of people right now do live in urban areas, and we want to make sure that they know the impact they can have from a conservation perspective. For example, in Baltimore, we're one of the partners at Masonville Cove, one of the nation's first urban wildlife refuges. A really great story in what we would like to call the gem of South Baltimore, the story of if you build it, they will come. Wildlife are thriving at this natural area. We also work within the communities hosting workshops, really developing that sense of place for communities as part of a larger watershed.
Well, Baltimore, of course, is renowned for reviving what was once a neglected industrial area into what's now our famous Inner Harbor. What are you working on these days to address the health of our waterfront areas?
So upon visiting the National Aquarium, you know, please take some time to explore our waterfront park, and you'll see a variety of conservation-based projects, starting with our floating wetland. And this particular piece is really looking to see the impact of these native plants on water quality, the nutrient uptake. It's also providing habitat for a lot of local wildlife species. The entire waterfront park as a whole is actually a certified wildlife habitat, very valuable for local wildlife. We also have our biohuts, our man-made habitats in the Inner Harbor that attract a variety of species from crabs to fish and shrimp and even American eels. And it's actually part of an expansion-based project, our model urban waterfront, to further develop our waterfront campus into a more naturalized wetland area.
Well, these wetlands obviously improve water quality and draw native birds and animals, and I guess you could also say, and people, back into the Inner Harbor, which sounds like a true win-win. What are we doing about conservation challenges typically related to urban areas, like pollution, et cetera?
In order to address these issues, it's really important to look at it on different scales. So from a legislative level, it's working with our local politicians to develop regulations from various pollutants. At the local level, it's really about educating, engaging, and empowering community members to have an impact on a daily basis. So whether it is providing reusable products like bags or bottles at events instead of using single-use plastics, whether it's having workshops talking about proper ways of disposing materials, what can be thrown away, what can be recycled, what can be composted, and also providing those necessary resources, whether those are trash cans, recycle bins, composters, to then be able to apply what they've learned to really have that impact.
It's a great recipe. I want to thank you, first of all, for joining me today and throw one last question at you. How can people get involved?
If you're interested in receiving more information and learning about our conservation-based efforts, please visit our website, aqua.org/care.
Thanks, Curtis. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. Thank you very much for joining us. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.